Konnichiwa, Nihon Cricket Pod do yokoso. Welcome to the Japan Cricket Podcast. We're at the EAP World Cup Qualifier Special Series, bite-sized episodes, just little notes, grabbing people from the squad as and when I can. I reckon today's episode is definitely the most scenic setting where I've done a podcast. Makes a change from my spare room. Instead, we're at the Lolota Island Resort, just off Papua New Guinea's coast. And with me, I've got Ryan Drake. G'day, Ryan.
Hey Alan, how you doing?
Pretty good, thanks mate. I've had a swim, I've had a nice feed, got a couple of hours work done, soaked up the sun. Some guys have been snorkeling. You've been snorkeling?
Yeah, I went snorkeling this morning with the boys. It was pretty good.
You see anything?
Yeah, a few little small fish, coral, you know, pretty usual snorkeling experience, I'd say.
You weren't fishing for your dinner, I hope?
Nah, I'm sure Lockie and Deck were looking for something to fish up, but not too lucky today, I think.
Everything went back in the water. Good. All right, well, look, Ryan, since you're here, may as well have a bit of a chat about yesterday. You were the star of the show. It was your second international appearance. Those who know Japan cricket will know that your first probably didn't quite go according to plan. Firstly, how did you feel before the game yesterday? And just talk us through about when you found out you were playing and having sat out the first game, how were you feeling and sort of in the build-up?
Yeah, a lot of emotions. Bit nervous before a game. Got told in the team meeting the night before that I was playing, and I felt really good, but I knew I needed to perform. First time, if you followed, wasn't my best over of cricket, but yeah, definitely I think I came back much harder, stronger than last time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a big part of that previous performance, you were carrying an injury, and of course you've come here fully fit this time. You spent almost 3 months in Sarno playing and training. When you put in the show like you did yesterday, just for those who might have missed it, 3 for 16, tore apart the middle order in a devastating spell of quick bowling, and really helped Japan grab control of the game. Does it, when you have a day like that and you come off the field, does it make it feel like that whole time in Japan you had to postpone the semester, I think, and you know, you put in a lot of work, and does it all feel worthwhile when you have a day like that?
Yeah, it feels great. Like, cricket means a lot to me, and yeah, spending that last, well, I'd say 6 months, I've been working hard trying to get off my injury, and yeah, it's been really fulfilling at the end of it, just getting the wicket, that first one, and then the second one coming straight after. It's just like, yeah, I can't explain how good it felt, but yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was. We'll gloss over the first ball, and then the second ball was plucked by Makoto Taniyama, and yeah, you probably owe some of the fielders a few drinks after some pretty good catches. But it was the one, I forget the guy's name, Junior Kalatapal maybe, who you went through. I was lucky enough to be commentating at the time, and nothing more exciting for a fast bowler than seeing stumps going everywhere, is there?
Oh yeah, that felt great. I just, everything about that ball just felt perfect. Just running in hard, bowling fast. Yeah,
it was definitely noticeable that your pace was up, and that, you know, you're as quick, if not quicker than anyone else playing in this tournament, was what it looked from where I was watching. Are you feeling fully fit, strong, and you know, really hungry about the rest of the tournament? Obviously a huge game tomorrow.
I think it's the best I've felt in a year yesterday.
Makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, big difference. Yeah,
great. And just looking ahead, it's your first tour with the Japan national team. You know, what have you made of the experience so far? We're only a few days in, really, but as we said, huge game tomorrow, and then three more after that. So, lots to play for.
Yeah, lots to play for. Winning here tomorrow would be massive for Japan cricket, I think. Like, Vanuatu, first in 15 years, was a huge thing, but if we can win against PNG, and I think the boys have the chance to do it, that would be huge for us.
Last thing, you're, as I said, here on tour, you're rooming with Kohei Kubota, I believe. How's that going, Fast Bowlers Guild?
Fast Bowlers Guild, it's pretty chillax, but we're both pretty similar, I'd say. Like to be on time, do our thing. Yeah, but it's great rooming with him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it must be kind of odd in that he played the first game, you sat out, and you've come in to replace him for the second game. Do you guys, you know, do you chat about that sort of stuff back in the room, or is it a case of just working hard and seeing what the coach comes and says to you?
We're both pretty quiet about cricket in the room, to be honest. When we're in the room, we're just doing our own thing. So we don't really bother each other that much. We're only really talking about the laundry. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Actual final question for you. Any messages for the support you're getting back home?
I'd like to thank Mum and Dad. They've been really great. And a lot of my students that I teach back at home have been pretty good. And my mates back at home too. They've been watching along. Yeah, giving a lot of support from back home. So thanks to them too.
Good on them. Good to have them. Thanks, Ryan. Now, we're not done today because next to me, he's just slid into the sun lounger. Looking rather suave, I must say. The delightful Piyush Kumbhare. G'day, Piyush.
Thanks for having me, Alan. Thank you.
Mate, it's been a pretty good tournament for you so far. You've picked up 2-4 in both games, I think. How's it coming out?
It's going very, very well. I'm feeling really great, but it's not over yet. Like, major part of the tournament is still remaining, so I'm pretty charged up for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, like Ryan, it's your first time on tour. You're rooming with Taniyama. How's that going?
Oh, I mentioned that in my player's diary as well. He's the cutest. He's the best roommate, yeah. I just, like, cuteness comes in my mind whenever I hear Taniyama or see Taniyama.
Bit of a cricket addict. Is there a lot of cricket being watched on the phones in the room?
Actually, I'm trying to manage a lot of different things in the room as well, so I'm not actually seeing a lot of cricket. But yeah, I discuss bowling with Taniyama, so it's good teaming up and rooming up with Taniyama. You know, we talk about bowling sometimes at the start of the practice or end of the practice, and that's all. After that, it's all laughters.
Good. And what's your take on Papua New Guinea? You know, we've been here, I lost track now, three or four days. And I'll curious to take on what you make of the place. Obviously, we're in a pretty nice spot today, but so far it's kind of been hotel to ground, isn't it?
I actually like the conditions. It's warm. It's not as hot as Japan. Right now, Japan is crazy right now, and we are playing cricket. Coming to PNG and playing cricket here, it's better. I'm actually not thinking that much about conditions. It's just like one game of T20. Boys are built stronger now, and we just give it all 100%. So going very, very well, pretty charged up for all the games that are coming up.
Yeah, now a lot of the group still fairly fresh faced and bushy tailed. You're a bit longer in the tooth than some of the others in the group. How old are you? The wrong side of 30? My side of 30. Yeah, good for you. I'm the other side of 40, mate, so you know. That comes with its own challenges, right? And I know that you have a pretty serious job that you still have to try and stay on top of. How are you finding that balance in cricket and work life?
I think, like, my job and all the other things that I'm doing apart from cricket helps me just to stay away from it, you know, not overthink it and just go to the ground and just try to deliver, do my best. That's how I see it, and I like to see things positively. So yeah, maybe it's that. But like whenever I get some time, you know, off cricket after practice, before the dinner with the boys, I just try to sneak in some work or some assignments that I'm doing right now.
I've been very much enjoying your wicket-taking celebrations. Good pumping of the fists. The other day against Vanuatu was perhaps the first time in a while we've seen someone come at you. They'd sent in the pinch hitter, if you like, which doesn't really exist in T20, but they had a fast bowler with an injury, and they promoted him up to top to slog, and he got one away over extra cover against you, and then it was actually the other batter that you ended up getting out. But how do you feel when someone takes a game to you, and how do you sort of try and respond?
Actually, I pretty much like if people try to go after me, because what generally happens is players just play me out and I end up with very good figures but no wickets. But when players just go after me, it's like either them or me. Like, it's like hit, you miss, I hit kind of a bowling. I like that. I like that.
And that's exactly what happened the other day when you took over off stump, right?
Yeah. It was like after that six, it was a good shot. I was like raring to go, you know, after the batsman, and I got that wicket. Usually I don't celebrate after getting a wicket, but yeah, you can see that in celebration. I was little angry and a lot excited, yeah.
Can't imagine you being angry ever, Piyush. So I'm curious about sort of the art of left arm spin. It's so effective in T20 cricket. How have you honed your skills over the years, and do you think that the ground we're playing at here is helping or hindering you?
Like playing in Japan, mostly on mat, I think like it helped me developing different kind of skills from a spinner. So I don't bank only on spinning the ball. I kind of try to vary my pace, use the pitch a lot more whenever I get a chance to. So I think like that is helping me in playing in all conditions. So I'm not dependent on whether I'm getting turned on the turf or not. I can just vary my pace and play with the batsman. So yeah, conditions help me, but I'm built for it, all the conditions, I think.
You've been taking the new ball in this tournament so far and bowling uphill into the wind with the batter hitting with the wind at their back. It's tough. It's a tough gig. How have you responded? How have you found that challenge?
Actually, it's a trade secret. Maybe I should not be sharing it, but it adds something to my bowling. I pretty much enjoy it because like batsmen don't expect what I'm going to deliver them or deliver to them. I like that challenge, and it's always good to get that responsibility to give a good start to the team. I enjoy that, and I'm enjoying it till now. Yeah.
Is opening the bowling something you've done quite a lot of at club level, or is it really something you've only started doing as a Japan player?
It was not that often because most of the time we have like good fast bowlers in our team as well. I'm not saying that we don't have right now, but like we used to give them chances to open with new balls. But I have done that. I knew that I have that skill with the new ball as well, and I can utilize that new ball in my way. Yeah.
Last one, well, last couple for you. How does it feel playing for Japan, having this Japan shirt on and being out there as an international cricketer? I know it's something that you're pretty proud of.
Very, very proud. Very, very humbled as well at the same time. I would admit that I never thought that I would be playing for a national team, but it's all about like going in there on the ground and feeling 100%, giving you 100%, and rest is taken care of. I think like we're in good hands, good selectors, good team managers, good team around, like managing cricket in Japan. They see what you're doing and they select you if you're good and you're adding value to the team. So I think that was the case with me. I was just going in every weekend, playing for my club, giving my 100%. And I think like I did something good to be selected, and I'm very, very proud and humbled. Thank you.
Do you feel almost a little bit of pressure that you have to sort of represent the Indian community in Japan as one of the players who have come through and been selected through residency?
Yeah, but I'm not, like, cricket is still not that big in Japan, I think. it's getting better, and we are taking it there. We are going to win this, and we'll reach at the top as well, and among the best sports in Japan. It's still a thing I proudly share whenever I meet someone. Whenever I meet someone for the first time, either Japanese, Indian, or any other country acquaintance. So it's something that I'm proud of. It's no pressure. I enjoy it. I use it as well.
Yeah, great. And I'll ask you the same question I asked Ryan at the end. Any messages for people back home? I know you're one of the best supported individual players, I'd say. There were guys with their T-shirts with your face on back in October. Any messages for the people following?
Thanks a lot. I love you all. It's all my family and friends like family. All those people who are walking around, they are not my fans. They are my friends. Most of them like giving me stuff to just play, and I just love them. Thanks a lot to them.
Thanks, Peter. It's been good having you on, mate, and yeah, big game tomorrow, and good luck.